have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring new good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Committed. Pointed fingers, no names, so never say God did it. Jesus knows us tomorrow, and how far we'll go. The flesh knows no names, speak to alter egos. Behind the enemy lies, with spies as we cry. Except that Jesus needs to come, before bullets fly. 10 toes, feet, no sleep, nothing ahead of me. God knows me, holds me, let me see the pedigree. Gift us for a better me, put it together, see. Jesus carried the cross, left behind eternally. The blood works with my Savior, no sign waver. Demise with ties, compromise, godly behavior. Slow singing and flower bringing will not miss you. The enemy will hit you, kiss you, then give you a tissue. Tears with drowning and tears dead in heartbeat. Pardon my truth, this word's now, cause this part's deep.
I see you say a prayer for me, and I see you who really cares for me, and I see you always be there for me, because you love me now. If you love me, I see you say a prayer for me, and I see you who really cares for me, and I see you always be there for me, because you love me now, because you love me.
I lied, I cheated, might even wrong my brethren. I repented, he forgave me the minute I let him in. Focus on the cross with those who shot subliminal, chasing the anointing, and even pray for a criminal. One day I will learn the idea was quoted, assumed to leave a room, the word that was noted. Back to the blood, with whom I follow that led. Plant the blood of Christ in his head over hospital bed. The thread sold his scars, even in personal wars. Did I miss you, Lord? Before this here goes far, reaching Seattle, Witch Crockett cooking the pot. Outside the real me, never shook in the spot. Forgive them, Father, know not what they do. Hold me accountable, please, I'll do the same for you. Chasing waterfalls, you see me splashing now, then broken. Don't let me crash and burn now, knowing, then knowing.
I see you say a prayer for me, and I see you who really cares for me, and I see you always be there for me, because you love me now, if you love me. I see you say a prayer for me, and I see you who really cares for me, and I see you always be there for me, because you love me now, because you love me.
Then it's me up so I can do better, reaching to the cross so we can live forever. Then it's me up so I can do better, reaching to the cross so we can live forever. Then it's me up so I can do better, reaching to the cross so we can live forever. Then it's me up so I can do better, reaching to the cross so we can live forever.
Fall, no pride, this is mandatory. In honesty, open pulpits, now who's there for me? Call my name and call me out, and all the syllables, my heart is in this here, and I'm still rocking with you. Knowledge is wrote by books without Elliot Ness. He bridged the gap in the spirit, so we can progress. Church is gone by the price F blood bought. Hold me down and pray for me so I won't be lost. Call me even though the four walls can't speak. Pierce and darts in his heart, the small one that leaks. A servant's heart between believer and moments critical. Lift me up before the Lord so I can remain with you. I'm seeking conversation with the Lord and my brother. Interceding over tears that I can count for my mother. I am my brother's keeper, I got the cross straight up. Walking with you, Jesus, holy grail, now watch him wake up.
I see you say a prayer for me, and I see you who really cares for me, and I see you always be there for me, because you love me now, if you love me. I see you say a prayer for me, and I see you who really cares for me, and I see you always be there for me, because you love me now, because you love me.
Can I go deeper, deeper? 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 Can I go?
Shout out D on the track. Paint Music Media. Shout out DJ Lee Productions. And I'm Al Care. But if you a game changer, got my head. My grind don't hide. Win, lose, or drought. I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane. My God is the aim. Put me in, coach. And watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer. 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 I'm full court press. I pledge allegiance to the best. Ain't nothing left to give it that reverence that the Father gets. So every day I work the sweat. Can't get a flesh, another rest. They say go hard or go home. I say just do whatever's best. It's evident I'm blessed and I work like it. Fight like a Viking. Fight like a lichen. The difference is I like it, so I shine like I'm lightning. So I'm going head to head with certain tests. Who you liking? Yeah. So it's time for coach to put me in. I'm strapping on my shoulder pads, lacing up my cleats, and then I'm gone with the wind. Like I'm gone in 60 seconds. You can't hold me, you can't check me. Check the memo, check the message running through. Like I'm baddest, I'm trucking whoever's standing in my way. Ain't no way you gon' stop me. You better off to let me in. Cause I go hard even though they say no way that I could win. Like I'm Brett Favre, I'ma ride this game. My head to the sky, my grind don't hide. Win, lose, or drought, I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane. My God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer. I'm a game changer. I'm a game changer. I'm a game changer. I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer. Yeah, I told you once before, my God came to change the game. Different outlook, hope to life, a different way to play the lane. Now my rushing yards just got rocketing, now I'm so insane. For the kingdom building, now my shot, it cannot be contained. So I'm gon' pray for change, for myself and then what I can. I don't need no euros or no pesos or no money grams. Shout out to Wado, cause I know that he gon' play this fam. The FCA sports camp, game changer, summer jam. I don't need $100,000 to tell him that they need the lamb. It's heaven, it's just who I am. Al Cam, this where I stand. Man, I'm gon' play the fist, hit too deep to turn it quick. It's like I'm out from the trap to turn around, get back in it. Never that, that's not insane. It's heaven, did your boy they chain. Like I'm Jack Johnson, the same year he changed his name. So I sacrifice my life for the cause, just to win. And if you a game changer, let me see my you head. Represent.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome back. This is Minister Cedric on Elation Radio. This is Relentless Pursuit. How is everybody tonight? Hopefully we've had a good week on this. Wow, this is a wonderful evening. Wonderful, wonderful evening. Glad to have you back, Sister Kimmy. Glad that you have us back. Well, tonight, I just been really thinking, kind of pondering on what I wanted to talk about tonight. And I decided tonight was one of those nights where I really needed to, kind of wanted to go back just a little bit to the Bible. You know, we all have to go back to our basic book of instructions. And, you know, I shouldn't say I've been struggling, but I've had a number of things on my mind here of late. And so how do I say it? It's been a little bit of a struggle. Let's put it this way. just a little bit. I found myself facing a number of challenges. And you know what? I feel like sometimes, not speaking for everybody, but for me, I feel like I'm not dealing with my challenges well. Feel like I'm not dealing with them well. It's like a, you know, battlefield. You know, I don't know if anybody ever read the book Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. And it used to be a really popular book back a number of years ago. I mean, an extremely popular book. I like everybody was reading it, but I struggled this, you know, I like to say just this week, but I kind of had some struggles on my heart. And they go beyond this week, though. I mean, honestly, this week is when I recognized I was struggling. And I realized that we are in the fight for our lives here. Like I came up in a time back in Dallas, Texas. I came up in a time where, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. Gangs were kind of just moving into the area where I lived by the time I got to junior high. And not a lot, but just the, you know, pockets here and there. And then by the time I got to high school, it started to get a little bit worse. And so these were trying times. I saw my parents went from allowing us to go out and play all day. Like we could get on our bikes, myself and my two brothers, and we could be going all day. Like we would leave 10 o'clock in the morning, ride down, for those of y'all who remember, to the local Kmart, which is about 10 miles from where we live, and we'd park our bikes, chain them up, and we would carry people's groceries or whatever they had, whatever they bought from Kmart to their car, and, you know, they give us $1.50, whatever. But we would make enough money so that we could go and have lunch at McDonald's and then have enough money to play with throughout the rest of the week. And we would do that in the summer months. And even then, there was this thing going on inside me. I didn't even know it at the time. And as I grew up, life didn't change a whole lot because it was a constant barrage of defending yourself against the wiles of the world. And so today I was just sitting back and I was thinking, and I was just, I couldn't even put my finger on it, but then I decided, you know what? I think I know what's going on. Everything is a battle. Everything is a fight in this world. And nowadays, I'm kind of a political junkie, and I look at politics, and people say, well, are you a Democrat, Republican? Are you independent? Are you this? Are you that? Do you believe this? Do you believe that? And I look at how the world today is different than it was just a few years ago. I mean, gosh, I can go back 10 years, 12 years, it was different. Go back 20 years, it was different. I go back 30 years, it was night and day, and I go back 40 years, it was, you know, so it's a lot. So I came to this thing, and it's about life is a battle. The way we live here in America, it is a battle. And one thing you don't have to worry about, you wake up enough times, you're going to be in a battle. That's just the way it works, right? So it's a battle. And so I started thinking, wow, as a Christian, how do we face our battles? Because whether you want to believe it or not, we face the same battles, here it is, as the rest of the world. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we are transformed. Yes, we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we believe that God has set us apart. But we suffer the same. It gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, it rains on the just and the unjust. And I shouldn't say phrase, okay? The scripture, what it says, but it rains on everybody the same. You know, we're all standing out in the same weather, and no matter how good or how bad your character is, when the rain starts pouring down, if you don't have shelter, you all get wet. And so it took me into some scriptural reading today. And, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I know the Bible. You know, I learned this little acronym, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, and I thought it was the cutest thing ever. Never really believed in it, but it sounds good. I like it. But when I pick up that book, when I pick up those instructions, or anybody, you'll find that it is full of stories. You know, stories where the people of God are facing some sort of battle. There are many stories in the Bible about God's people facing adversity. And I want you to think about this, because when you look at it, when you look at it today, you can get discouraged, you know. You can get upset, but I guarantee you wake up tomorrow and there'll still be more battles to fight. That's just how it works. There was one battle that caught my attention as I was reading today, and it was a battle that occurred under the reign of Jehoshaphat. Yeah. It was a battle that occurred under Jehoshaphat. So I want to look at it a little bit today, and I want to see what the Lord says about us facing our battles right now. Right now, today, as Christians, as men and women of God, as followers of Christ, how should we be facing our battles today? And I want to start it out, and I'm just going to kind of talk about this a little bit, and I hope you can stay with me. We'll be on here for an hour. When you think about it, it's not that long, okay? We don't have that much time, but we got enough. We got enough to cover what I want to cover. But one of the first things, as a matter of fact, when we open up, I want to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It's kind of what was in my, you know, I've been thinking about this. You know, it's not something I just, you know, I've been kind of thinking about this, and it kind of sticks in my craw a little bit, because it lets me know how to deal with this adversity that I'm sitting here. I hate to sound like I'm complaining, but I guess to a degree I am complaining. So let's jump on over here. I'm going to read the NIV version, and it simply reads this. I'm going to start at tell you what I'm going to do. You really know how I wanted to do it, but I'll tell you what, I'll just go ahead and read. I think what I was reading earlier, I may go beyond this, so please forgive me. But I want to just talk about it a little bit. So let's see. I think I'm going to read it all the way to verse. Let's read all of verse 18. So 15 through 18. And it's, I'll make it as simple as possible, but it is. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up, by the pass of Ziz. And you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jerusalem. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." And verse 18 says, Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down and worshiped before the Lord. Let the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You know what? When I read that earlier today, I just kind of started thinking. And I was just like, what does this really mean, God? Because, you know, a lot of times we can look at the scripture and we can think we're understanding what God is saying, but we kind of get off. But I believe what God is saying, when we get into to verse 15, I believe what God is saying. I believe that God is saying, don't be afraid. You know, he said, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. I believe what he's saying is don't be afraid. See, one of the first things that we have to understand when the battle comes through our front door as we walk, because, again, there are many types of battles. There's the street life. There are the things that are going on in the street. There's disease. There's drugs. There's alcohol. You got cigarettes. You got the attitudes of other people or just being around people. You got the people at work. And there are just many, many battles to fight. But I believe that the first key in facing the battle for us, right, as believers, as followers of Christ, is that we have to overcome this thing called fear. Man, I have this saying I tell people all the time, fear will make you do things that you never thought possible. It'll make you run faster than you've ever run before, right? Fear is a booger. But it'll also, sometimes it can also cause you to do nothing. It can also cause you to be stuck and you're standing there and you cannot move. But I want to tell you this thing about fear is that fear is the exact opposite of faith. You see, when you find yourself in a struggle, right? Like the struggles that life offers you, you know, we don't have to give in to fear. As a matter of fact, I would say to you, don't give in to your fears. Because as we read in the Bible, and you hear this a lot, especially from our church-going friends, they say, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So we have to take these words to heart. When we read those words in Scripture, we have to take those to heart. You have to believe them. As I said before, fear is the opposite of faith. So you have to have faith that what the word says, it's true and it's going to ring true. You know, I don't want you to be discouraged. See, in these passages, you know, I looked through them today, I started just thinking. I was like, wow, you know, if I'm not going to be fearful, right, and if I'm going to be approaching this with faith, the next thing I can't be is I cannot be discouraged. I can't be overwhelmed by the trials that life is bringing my way. None of us should. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're right there, as a combat soldier, I will tell you, man, fear grips you. It overwhelms you at times. And all you have to fall back on is your training. They will, look, they teach you this. When you first join the military, when you go through your initial training, depending on what branch of service you're in, some call it basic, some call it boot camp. But whatever it's called, your initial training, they teach you this. When fear grips you, you just fall back on your training. Now, how does this work for us as Christians? How does this work? See, when you're tired and you feel like giving up, And you feel dismayed and you're discouraged and you cannot go further, right? Right. What happens is a level of fear grips you where you can't even move. It kind of presses down on you. But what I say, what you have to do is, we have to, in order to fight this battle, because the enemy wants us to be stuck. What happens when you get scared sometimes? You stop. You're like, oh, my God, you want to scream. You want to pull your hair out. You want to lash out at everyone and everything. But I believe that in these passages, I believe what we have to do is follow directions. You see, when we get into the heat of the battle, if we can maintain, remember I was talking about training. Fall back on your training when you're reading God's word and you're praying and you're meditating. God never panics, right? He never tells us to panic, I don't think. I've never known that. But when we read in the scriptures, if we fall back, just stay in the fight. And sometimes staying in the fight is recognizing that we are not to fight. See, sometimes you got to stand there and you think you're going to take it, but what happens is God's spirit will lift you up, right? God's spirit will lift you up. Why? Wait a minute, Mr. Says, you're living in a fantasy world. You're living in a fantasy world. God's spirit is going to fight this battle. Look, the battle is not yours in the beginning. You don't believe me? You don't believe me? Look, think about this. Here's a key thought for you. I really want you to think about this. For anybody who's doubting what I'm saying, I want you to think about this part right here. I want you to think about what happened. What happened to Job? What happened to Job? The enemy goes to God, and he says that he's been basically trolling the earth looking for whom he could devour, those whom he could devour, right? And God says, have you tried my servant Job? God allowed those hardships to come Job's way. How many of you believe that all evil is created by God? Gosh, I know I shouldn't open my mouth. I had to go to that scripture. I had to go and pull it up. I got to remember where it's at. Listen. God allows all of this. God creates everything that happens here, right? Even though Satan may be the ruler, but look, God is he is over all. He is over everything. Nothing happens to you without him allowing it, and he created us to be here. So I tell you, when these hard times come, let God's spirit lift you up. See, because that battle that you're fighting, and this is something I've been struggling with this. I've been thinking about this all day. This battle is not mine to fight. You see, we have to learn to release these battles to God. We have to let go and let God, like the songwriter said, let go and let God. I love that song. You know, God will fight your battles. Actually, I think that was like a rap song, but still. And we have to learn how to lay things down on the altar. I have this, and it's funny because I have had this, it's a little sticker, a little sticky note, a little post-it note that I wrote to myself many years ago, I would say, and I stuck it on my mirror, and it's on my mirror right now. I'm looking at it, and it's a yellow post-it note that I stuck on the mirror. And on this yellow post-it note, it says, leave it at the feet of Jesus. And whenever I'm stressed, and I'm going to tell you what this mirror has been through. This mirror survived a move from Kentucky to Texas. Packed up, put on a U-Haul truck. I drove it the 850-900 miles to Dallas from Louisville, Kentucky myself. I moved into a new apartment. I got it all set up, and this sticky note, hear me, it's still on my mirror. Like, it didn't get too hot, too cold. It didn't sweat. It didn't fall off. It's still stuck in the lower left-hand corner of my mirror, exactly where it was when I lived in Louisville, Kentucky. I would go upstairs into my room, and when I was stressing, I would just stand in front of this mirror, and in the lower left-hand corner, it was always a reminder, LIATFOJ. Those eight little letters would always be staring me in the face, and I would read them, and they would remind me that, look, this ain't yours. You can't fight this. I don't care how frustrated you get, Cedric. You can't win this. This is not for you to fight. And so what I had to learn to do, and remember, as I was telling you about the combat situations, we fall back on our training. So I trained myself. When times got hard, when things got way too difficult for me, was to go leave it at the altar. Fall down to my knees and pray. I didn't have to wait till Sunday or Wednesday or whatever day I was going to be at church to leave it at the altar. I could fall down right there, right on the spot. So I learned to kind of leave it at the feet of Jesus. And it reminded me, and that message to this day reminds me that the battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's. I don't believe that God just puts us right in the midst of the battle. No. Let me fix that. I don't think he puts us in the middle of the battle to prove our own strength and our own power. There we go. See, I believe that God allows us to be in the battle just like he did with Job, so that he can reveal his strength and his power. That's right. And you know all we have to do to see this happen, or to allow this to happen, the one thing that we have to do is to do. When we say, "Well, I'm just waiting on God. I'm waiting on God." Truth is, he's waiting on us. And then a lot of times he's waiting on us to let go so he can deal with it, because he wants to deal with it his way and not our way. And we have to learn to deal with it his way. And his way is, you know, we have to have faith and trust. We got to let go so our faith grows, so our trust grows. We need to exercise those muscles, right? You know how it says on our currency in America, it says, "In God we trust." When are we going to start trusting in God? I mean, truly trusting God to do what he says he's going to do. And I can tell you, you'll know when you trust God when you put your faith in his every word. I know some of y'all are saying, "Ain't nobody trying to hear all that. That's this, that's that. That's the more Bible thumpers." But I'm going to tell you something. It works. It works. Take it from somebody who knows. I mean, I was once, for a short time, I was paralyzed from the neck down. I had to have emergency surgery, and I had this surgery, and I'm telling you, My surgeon, I heard him say it, but I wasn't for sure. Now I'm really sure that I heard him, but I was waking up in the recovery room, and he basically said, "Hey, we don't know if you're gonna be able to walk. We don't know if you're gonna have use of your hands." But I could not only move my arms the way I did before surgery, I pretty much had full range of motion, right? I couldn't walk yet. I hadn't tried. So I went back to see him months later. It's probably a month later. I could walk, right? Well, I couldn't really walk. My foot was in the cast, but I could at least try to stand up. I'm going to say it like that. I had full use of my hands. They always hurt. To this day, they never stop hurting. But look, the miracle was me surrendering to God. And from the instant I had my accident, I'm going to tell you, I surrendered to God. I had the faith to know that God would take care of me. I will tell you, I was still naive in my thinking, because I thought, "I'm going to be paralyzed the rest of my life." I said, "Lord, okay, if this be your will," that was my prayer. The only prayer that I prayed was, "If this be your will." I was accepting it in my heart. I didn't have to say the words, right? And I'm saying to you, if when we're in tough situations, when we want to leave something at the feet of Jesus, what we have to do is stand. And you can't do nothing else. And when I say stand, you don't have to be standing up. You can fall to your knees, but stand ye still. Peace, be still. Just be still. You see, I get it. I'm just kind of talking to y'all tonight. I want to tell you what's really on my heart, because sometimes when we have problems, what we want to do, y'all know how we do it, especially if we kind of alpha in our way. Like I always heard it was alpha male, but nowadays you got alpha women, you know, you got everybody want to be an alpha, okay? Okay, everybody want to be the big dog in the room, but sometimes what we have to do is we have to stop trying to solve our own problems. We have to stop trying to fix things. We have to stop being impatient because we don't see things moving the way that we want them to move. Nope. Some of us, we spend so much time running around in circles worrying. I can't tell you how many times I've seen pastors worry. And I'm saying, Pastor, you were just preaching a sermon about not worrying just the other week. What's going on with you? But he's worried. And you know what I'm saying? Well, Pastor, I can't tell you how many times I've seen this from different pastors. You know, they worry. They worry. You know, look, sometimes the giants are going to show up in your life. They're going to show up. More times than not, they're going to show up. I mean, that's what I've been doing in my life. I mean, the giants, they show up. But when the giants show up in your life, I'm telling you, I believe that the word of God says to just stand. Just take a stand. And taking a stand just means just be still. Peace, be still, right? Just be still and wait on God. See, what we have to learn to do is we have to learn to trust in the Lord. Not sometimes. Not when we can see him. Not when we can see and we feel or we hope that he's moving. Not when we're happy. No. We have to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts right being in there. And then the scripture basically says, the scripture says it's something like this, and excuse me if I misquote it, but the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thy own understanding. You see, I believe that the scripture says to stand and stand still. I believe it says that because it's not an easy thing to do. It's hard. Y'all know how it is. And you got to stand and wait. And you have to depend. You have to depend on God. You have to think about this. If you had to stand somewhere, and let's say you're about to fall. The house is on fire, but they say, wait, you can't come. You can't move yet. You can't come out that door. And the fire is getting closer to you. And they say, no, you can't just push that door open just yet. Let us break some of these windows out. This thing called backdraft, right? You know, basically let some of the pressure out of this room before you open up that door and everything catches on fire, right? So. Imagine how hard that is to stand there knowing that, whoa, I'm about to be set on fire. I'm about to burn. But you stand. And that's how God wants us to trust him. I'm really starting to learn that the more. A lot of times we say we learned something and we ain't really learned it. We just experienced it. But I've experienced it enough in my life. Now it's time to start learning. You know, as I'm gonna go over here. I'm gonna read because in verse 16 he said, "Tomorrow march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel." Look, you gotta wait. Hold down. I want you to march on down, but I believe God is just telling them to wait. And then in verse 17, it says, "You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you." See? Stand firm. He says, you ain't got to fight this battle. I need you to stand firm. Hang tight. And then it says, "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." And the Lord will be with you. You see, if we hang in there long enough, let God work. We used to say back in the 90s, in the late 80s, early 90s, we used to say work that jelly, right? Work that jelly. But all I'm saying is we got to learn to be patient and wait for God. We got to learn to stand still, right? You got to learn to let God do what he's going to do. And we got to have more faith. You see, when we stand and God start doing what he's doing, because standing still is a very hard thing to do, we will see the salvation of the Lord. Just like it said in verse 17, we will see the salvation of the Lord. What we have to do is we have to sit back and watch God do what he, listen, what he and only he can do. See, we can't do it ourselves. Think about it. We serve a God that says that nothing is too hard for me. Nothing is too difficult for me. Nothing is impossible for me. Now, when you serve a God like that, now y'all know, if there was a person out here who said that, man, we would follow him wherever. If he was a great warrior, we'd follow him wherever. And I'm saying to you, God is more than a great warrior, right? More than a conqueror. God, he's the ultimate. And what we have to do is we just have to wait on him. And the reason we wait, and the reason why we wait on God before we move, and this is the killing part that a lot of people don't get. The reason we wait for the Lord, because we got to wait for him to be with us. We're not, he's basically waiting on us. And I always, though it comes out, we're waiting on the Lord. No, he's waiting on the Lord. What God is doing, he's waiting for us to let go so that he can move forward in this thing. And those of us that wait on the Lord, oh, my God. I'm telling you, mount up on. If you wait for God, in on your battleground, in your situation, I believe that God will be with you. We waited. He's with us. We are now prepared. So God is leading us into our battle, right? He will not leave you alone. See, a lot of times we see these problems of the day and we think we ended up all by ourselves, but you're not. You never are. God shows up in many ways. Sometimes he shows his presence. He may talk to you directly. But a lot of times, I know in my life, he's always sent somebody there to deliver that message to me. Yeah, there are times he's touched my heart. At the very least, somebody has shown up to give me God's message. And it's been a true message. Because God will, he's always with us. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. God will go with you to the ends of the earth. How many of us have ever been in a battle? And I'm talking life's battles, even in a combat situation, even in a street war, even when we've done something wrong, God has shown up. And brother, I'll tell you a true story. Young man, he was getting out of the military and he was struggling. He had some mental health issues and he was struggling. And he was just looking for help. And so he would do things that weren't advisable, that were risky. And so one day he decided to go to a department store and he stole something out of a department store. Now, he could have just left out of the exit, but he wasn't stealing just to be stealing, to make gain. He needed some help, and he didn't know how to ask for help. So with the item that he stole, he went back into the store, and the security guard eventually caught up with him and just asked him to go to the security office. He went willingly and blah, blah, blah. And they were going to call the police on him, but this young man said something about, man, I just wish I was dead. Wish somebody would kill me. I get it. He's doing something wrong. But I'm going to show you how God showed up. He said that thinking he said it to himself, but the head of the department in that particular department store heard him and instructed them not to call the police, sat down with the guy, talked to him. By the end of their discussion, had convinced the department store to hire this young man to come and work for the department store rather than him, because he was well over the age of 21, but rather than him get arrested, have a criminal record, miss time with his family, and then still not have a job and maybe have to serve some time in jail, the head of the security department arranged it so he would have a job starting the very next Monday. I say to you, was it just the good nature of the security officer? Was it just the good nature of the security officer, or is that God moving in this young man's life? You know, we do things that are out of character for us, and we do that. You know, that's what this life does to us. I mean, when you're constantly fighting a battle, that's what it does. But God was there, and I'm telling you, he won't leave you or forsake you for anything. He is God and God all alone and nobody else. I mean, this young man was in his darkest times and he just didn't know what to do. Something that he did that was wrong. It was against the law. It was immoral. He broke the Ten Commandments. I mean, he did everything wrong, but God still showed up. God showed up and showed out on his behalf. And I'm telling you, that's how God moves. That's how God works. And we've got to learn to understand this. We got to stop playing. I believe that we have to stop playing. But because if we jump over again, I'm going to jump over here to verse 18. It says, Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down and worshiped before the Lord. Look, I just want you to know that just like this young man, in your darkest time, God is going to shine some light on you. God is going to shine some light. Man, light and darkness cannot exist in the same place at the same time. It just don't happen. So when God show up, you know that it's going to be light, right? The final key, the final thing that we're reading here was that Jehoshaphat fell before the Lord. He fell to his knees and he worshiped the Lord. Now, how many of us are willing to worship God when times are tough, when there's nothing else we can do? He even told us to stand still and said, wait for me and go into this battle. But when you go when I tell you. But guess what? I'm going to be there with you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to lead you in the battle. And then when the battle's over, he says, bam, Jehoshaphat fell before the Lord. He was worshiping the Lord. You see, the last thing I want you to know about fighting these battles, when we face our battles, and again, as followers of Christ, when you go into a battle, you got to go into that battle with praise. We worship the Lord before the battle. Why do we have to wait till things get bad to want to celebrate God? Why do we have to wait till we at our best? Yeah, y'all know how some of us do it. When times are going good, we can shout and we can praise God. But when times get tough, what do we want to do? We want to tuck our tail between our legs and take off running. I tell you, when times get tough, fall to your knees, fall on your face. The battle's already won. Yeah, so what? You got to go through some tough times. I remember a young man who prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and he was looking for a job, and it was him and his wife, and I think he had one, maybe three kids, I don't know. But anyway, this young man prayed and prayed and prayed, and he said, Lord, I'm worshiping you. I'm in church every Sunday. I'm serving. I'm a good steward of the things you give me. I'm good to my wife. I love my kids. Lord, I try to keep my thoughts pure, but life, the walls was closing in on this young man. And I didn't tell you, this young man, he prayed and prayed, and he called everybody he knew, and nobody could help him out of his situation. And a dreaded day came. He was being, him and his family were being evicted out of their apartment. Sometimes you got to go through a battle. Sometimes you have to do a battle, but know that God is there with you. This young man continued to worship God. And I would love to tell you that he found a place right away. Nope. Had to move his family into a hotel. But you say, Cedric, where's the blessing in that? He had enough money to get the hotel. What if he had no money to get a hotel? Then where was he going to take his family, right? And sometimes God shows up, but he don't show up the way we think he ought to show up, and so we get discouraged. But I'm telling you right now, if you fall down and worship him, just be appreciative in everything. I'm telling you, the victory is still yours. This young man, I wish I had a great message to tell you how God came and delivered him, and he bought a house and all that, because I don't know what happened to him. But this young man moved into a hotel with his family. And if he wasn't in that hotel, I never would have made his acquaintance. I never would have been the guy driving down the freeway, him out there with his three beautiful little daughters. I believe all of them was under the age of 7, right? And they were standing outside of a McDonald's. I wouldn't have been able to go into this McDonald's and buy everybody food and then me, my own self, take them to their hotel room and pay for a hotel. I don't know how long I paid for, but to help them pay for their room. I never would have had the opportunity to see God at work, even within myself. Even though this man was struggling, I did what I could do to help him. But I want everybody to understand that we still have to have faith, because the battles are going to come. Because, you know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And what does he want to steal? Steal all your hope. He wants to take your faith with him. He wants you to come with him. He wants you. They say misery loves company. So you know Satan is miserable because he wants all the company he can get. And these battles that we face here on this earth, in this carnal world we live in, they just come to rob you of your joy. But the Bible says that he didn't give it to you, and he can't take it away from you. See, the joy that we have comes from the Lord. And I'm telling you, I'm one of those people, I'm learning to worship God in all things, no matter what it is. You know, when my name is called and I'm up and out of here, I die, my physical body dies off this earth. I'm telling you, what I want to leave more than anything is that blazing trail. I want my family to know and understand that the level of faith I had in Christ, how much I love them, how much I love God. You know, I want to be a faithful servant, you know, and I don't want to allow fear to keep me in bondage. I don't want to walk around feeling hopeless and overwhelmed just because the battles have gotten tough, just because the battles in my life have been many. I want to be able to give every battle, and I don't want to wait 2 or 3 weeks to give the battle to God. Once I realize this is a battle, I'm going to do what the good book says. I'm going to do what I've been instructed to do. But I'm telling you now, I am going to leave my troubles at the feet of Jesus. I'm not going to spend 10 hours worrying about a thing that ain't going to do nothing for me. It ain't going to give me no rest. It ain't going to make me no richer. It ain't going to make me no taller. It ain't going to make me no more appealing. And more than anything, it's not going to get me into the kingdom. I don't want to spend my life like that. I want to be overcome by faith and not fear. You know what I'm saying? I want to be that guy that stands still, and I want to be able to see the glory of God. I want to see when God resolves this issue, because usually if God resolves an issue, he ain't coming back, okay? When God resolves something, it's resolved. And so tonight, as we get ready to close out, as we are in these struggles today, you know, my prayer, my hope is simple, that we learn to worship God. Anything negative that happens in our lives, every battle that comes our way, we learn to just turn it over to him. You know what I'm saying? And when we get into that struggle of life, you know, and you feel like, wow, this battle is just too big for God. I don't think anybody can handle this. See, that's the perfect one to give over to God. Because think of what he did. He delivered a million Israelites. Yes, he did. He fed them in the wilderness, and then he took them into the promised land. Now think about this. If God can take care of a million people, a million former slaves, if he can send a man who stutters, who lacks self-confidence, to the king, to the Pharaoh, and say, God said, let my people go. And the Pharaoh let him go. And he marches over folk up out of there a million strong, crosses the Red Sea, right? Right? And when Pharaoh finally came to his evil mind, said, oh, go get him and bring him back, God made sure that didn't happen to him. And then fed him. What will he do to take care of me and you? Because I live by that old mantra. I remember when reading somewhere where Jesus said, don't worry or fret. Don't worry. And, you know, I grew up in the 1980s, so I remember this song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And that's the thing. You don't have to be happy about your struggles. I choose to rejoice in the midst of my storms, but you don't have to be happy about them, I guess. But be faithful, right? Have the faith that God is going to deliver you. Don't try to conquer your own problems. We can't do it. You gotta leave it at the feet of Jesus. Let God handle it. Do the thing that God has ordained for you to do. And by ordained, I mean just follow God's instructions and do only those things. And don't try to fix something like this on your own. God will do it. He will take care of this entire world. And I'm telling you now, God will definitely take care of you. He will definitely take care of you. I'm excited tonight. Today's just been a really, really good day. You know, again, tonight I don't know, Second Chronicles really stood out to me today. You know, Second Chronicles chapter 20. And again, I read verses 15 through 18. That was my interpretation of the word. I hope that it's a blessing for somebody. If somebody's out here struggling, today, tomorrow, whatever day you're struggling, I hope that the word was a blessing to you. As we, excuse me for a second, as we close out our podcast this evening, I just want you to know that I'm going to continue to pray for you. Each of us should pray for one another. But more than anything, keep up the faith. So, you know what we usually say about this time? Find something you love, embrace it, chase it. That is your relentless pursuit. This is Vincent Cedric saying, have a wonderful weekend. God bless you and God keep you. Sister Kimmy, if you will.
Here I am, All I have is me, still to this day, it feel make-believe. Why would you save me? I stoned you to death. I made you bleed on your cross to your last breath. Lord, was I really worth it? Cause apart from you, my life is all worthless. Ain't no point in working, cause it's all in vain. Without a real purpose, I really need to change. I don't know how, it's amazing that you even called me. Lord, I'm in RC, my struggles still haunt me. Random women every night, just to feel wanted. To feel like a man, cause my daddy didn't want me. Had a past pain, addicted to Mary Jane. Father on cocaine, money down the drain. Baby mama drama, got me going insane. I know I've been redeemed, but
here
I don't feel the
change. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
I'm paying homage to your Father, that's my only option. After you ripped the veil and gave me the gospel, so I could see the truth, so I could walk with you. And that's the greatest thing that anyone can ever do. You really saved my life when I was worse at it. An addict on many levels for pleasure, pain, and passion. I could never grasp it, cause it's never lasting. But Lord, you everlasting. I burn my flesh to ashes so I can walk with you. Your love is unconditional. So even though I struggle with my past, you still see me through. Sometimes I get it wrong. I fail plenty times. But I get back up and I ride your son if he died for my eternal life. So now I'm still tight. God inside you give me light. Now I'm saying I will fight. All my pain, hurt, and my struggles in my past life. Lord, you wipe away my tears every night.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am.